Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton, I'm gonna bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, absent today is Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10:30 agenda item, and it's Clerk Commissioners Fiscal Year 2027 Tentative Budget Workshop. So with that, I'll hand it over to the clerk.
Good morning, Chairman, morning, Commissioner Brooks.
Morning.
So the tentative workshop that we're having today is really here to, if there are any adjustments from the suggested budget that we pitched on Tuesday, if there's any items that the two of you needed to look over or adjust, or anything that we had heard, I guess, since that time, as well as kind of discussing how we want this budget to look as it's published, what documents and items that we want to send forth to be published. There's a number of different things. Looking back to last year, there's a number of different things that we put on the record, a number of different spreadsheets and ways to view the information. So I think it would be good for us to have a conversation about that and what items we'd like to bring forward again from last year, or anything new that you two might suggest. And then there was a few questions that the auditor's office had in regards to the specificity of a few items. So yeah, with that, I'd pass it to the auditor's office and our controller. And if you don't mind, and we'll start there.
Sure.
Chairman, Commissioners, just a few of the items that the clerk, excuse me, was alluding to was we did go through and update the occupancy tax numbers that were in here, because previously it was just last year's numbers, and working with the assessor, he got those numbers for us, so we went in and updated those. It was a little bit higher from the previous year. I think it was about 200,000, just rough math on that. So we went through and updated those numbers, as well as Sarah went and updated the workers' compensation calculations that are in UNA for all of the positions. So that changed the A budget a little bit, but it was immaterial at best, but there were small changes that occurred to that to make sure that those calculations were up to date to the current current numbers for that. And then a few of the other things I just wanted to discuss kind of related to the pest control and Melba Gopher was the either use or non-use in storm. Reserving for later the foregone for those, if that I assume, or not assume, but like last year when we reserved the foregone for those two, if that's something that we would want to do again this year. Okay.
I'm in favor of that, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, so am I. Kyle, before we go to that next screen, can we talk just a second about the kilowatt hour therm tax that we're kind of in transition on that?
Yes. So with the kilowatt therm tax with Idaho Power, I'm sure I'm probably not getting this total verbiage correctly, but their property values are no longer going to, they're going to be paying based off of the kilowatt hours that they're providing to the taxing district areas. And so because of that, their taxable value is getting removed, so the property tax that we have had in the past associated with where they're located, with their parcels, is now being replaced by a kilowatt hour for Idaho Power or therm tax for Intermountain and Pacific Corp, I believe. And so this kilowatt hour therm is replacing that in a probably, I don't know, we're about 366,000 is what we'll get for the kilowatt hour therm tax, but I'd say we lost in property tax from those parcels about I think it was supposed to be about 380 something, so we probably lost about 20,000 in property tax money that we would have gotten from Idaho Power, and then with the 366 in the kilowatt hour tax that we're getting. So yeah, we probably lost about 15 to 20,000 overall in that process. And then that'll change each year based off of, I'm assuming, what they're producing.
I'm
yeah, how much power they're generating for the area that they are in for all the different taxing, for the different taxing districts that that applies to.
So in general terms, are they really encumbered with any tax? I know we had to give them back money when the lawsuit was settled. So we gave them back money and they're still running a zero on any encumbrance. Can the assessor fill us in on that?
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Brooks. So when you receive your Idaho Power bill on there now, there's a charge that's a pass-through. I think I looked at mine and it was like 85 cents or something last month. So instead of being included, the value being included in calculations of a levy rate and us collecting tax based upon their value and then distributing it to all the taxing districts, now it's collected by them as a fee for each user, and then it's collected by the sent to the state tax commission and then sent back to us to be distributed that way to taxing districts.
And I'm sorry, my filter's on.
Yeah, and it's now a rate by, off the top of my head, I don't know exactly how it works, but basically there's a fixed rate, and for each user, how much they use, they pay X amount, and it's collected that way instead of the value of the company being valued by the operating property at the state tax commission and then broken out for each individual code area within the state that they have equipment and distribute electricity or gas to. So,
all right, that's beyond the scope of this meeting's conversation.
Yeah,
but thank you for that.
You're looking at just money in coming in different ways, essentially.
Okay. Are we going to make some kind of a statement that this year's the first year that ARPA isn't going to be on our books and it's been completely resolved and that's done?
Maybe touch on that a little bit in one of the other
perfect
that we were going to go over. So just circling back to the foregone amounts of the reserve. In looking at the general calculation, it looks like for PEST, we'll be able to reserve about $10,100. And then for the Melba Gopher taxing district, it looks about $356 going forward based on the budgets that are set up for those two entities as of this point. So I think I want to get that out there for you to see that. And how we kind of came up with those numbers based on the budget and the increase in value. And then as the clerk was alluding to, the document, too many spreadsheets. So the publication, once we get it fully adjusted here, this is what the publication looked like. In the prior years, we'll update this information with the, you know, clerk's name, the dates, and all that. And then this is what we'll approve in the next meeting on Tuesday, hopefully. And then the other publication, once it gets updated, will look like this, where we have the three columns.
Right.
So we'll have the 25 actual, 26 budget, and 27 budget, and
that'll
go through and split all that up.
All right.
You can see here, Chairman, like your question right off the bat, you can see ARPA right on top. That'll be removed on this page as well as this page. Like in the clerk's suggested budget, we removed ARPA from the middle there since those funds have been fully expended. So they won't be a part of our budget in FY27.
Okay, good.
Just for asking, I know that Commissioner Brooks, he kind of alluded to this in our meeting on Tuesday, but in one of the tentative budget meetings last year, this document was kind of created to show what our structural deficit is versus what the total is. I was just going to see if you wanted something created like that just for the meeting, just so that there's a document that's just out there for people to see that when you look at our actual projected spend and our one-off kind of capital or other items, what our structural deficit is actually looking like for the year versus having that, you know, that large number that you were, that we were discussing on Tuesday. And then we can kind of try to project out the next year too, if you'd like, but it's just another thing that we can go and just put out, attached to the agenda for Tuesday, and it's just a document, another document for people to see.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you.
I think those were the just biggest things or pieces that I just wanted to go over that were similar to last year in creating those documents for the next meeting on Tuesday for approval to go out.
Okay.
With that, like I said, we, Sarah's been going and helping me adjust, adjust our documents here. Like I said, our projected fund balance, you see, or I believe it's down, or it's down, it was at 21.3, I think, in the meeting on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Overall, for all county entities, it now looks like it's about 20.1, including landfill and the special taxing district. So it did go down a little on us, getting the occupancy tax in there and working with the workers' compensation numbers too. So that's the that got updated as well.
Do we want a sheet on that one to explain what the $20 million comprises of, because the largest one was. Do we have a sheet on that?
Yes, that's the one that I'll make that shows what our structural deficit is versus what our on paper totality of our deficit or the.
I get it.
Deficit.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that'll go through and, you know, take account for the detention facility, take account for what our projected looks like, and then, you know, presuming we don't have 100% spend, what will it look like?
Right.
Year, so
can we give like a theoretical 92% burn or a 93%
yeah.
burn?
Yeah, so that'll go in there.
Okay.
And if you want, I can, we can put a 90 versus a 92, or
right.
if you want to have those different factors built in.
Okay.
And then I believe and then and then that is a good point. While we were discussing the Melba Gopher and pest control foregone amounts with the county, we've built in using that, and I believe we touched on that. But the foregone amount that we'll be using for the county going forward is $677,000.
Okay.
So that'll be included in the, or that's been included, will be included in the property tax levying amount. There are 1% use of that. And then just another item of note, because I know you mentioned it as well, Chairman, the powers that be of our new budgeting software, but I just kind of wanted to get it out in the space that have been working the last couple of days with them, and we are getting closer to being able to set things up in a little bit more organizable fashion. So one of the examples is now our income statements and reports that come in here, they are organized by operating enterprise funds and special taxing districts. So you can actually see them broken out, and then our total values for the county.
That's powerful. Thank
instead
you.
Of just seeing it all just in one swoop, and you're trying to figure out what is the county operating, what is enterprise, and what are our taxing districts.
Right.
Now we can set it up, and even in the different views in the county, we can set it up in that manner to where stuff will be organized in this way as well. And we're working on, I have another meeting today with one of their report builders to get, I don't know if it'll be totally ready for our meeting next week, but the quarterly reports, I'm working with him to build one that's not as, maybe as in-depth as the ones that we've been submitting
right.
the last few times. Still, we might have one last quarter that looks
right.
like, I guess, that intensity. But
the forest will appreciate it.
So we're getting there. If it's not created, but I know that we are taking steps to making the different views and different things more palpable to the viewer and user, so.
Great.
I just wanted to get that out there since we were discussing that the other day as well, but. I think on my end, that's all that I have. If you have any other, I guess, questions or comments or curiosities.
When are we planning to publish?
So we will, on the meeting Tuesday, we'll have it. Oh, it was Wednesday the meeting? I thought it was Tuesday. Our meeting next week, we'll be going over the documents that are prepared. And then if you're good with those documents, then you'll pass a resolution that will state that we're ready to publish these docs and we'll get those published. Presumably, if the meeting's Wednesday, we'll get them hopefully sent after the meeting to be published.
Okay.
On Wednesday. Had so many Tuesday, Thursday repeating that I just thought it was the same. So yeah, that'll hopefully be sent out to be published Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
And then I believe it, assuming that everything stays the same, that we'll still maintain
the
originally scheduled date that we had for the public hearing.
Okay. Steve, if you could get prepared to put that up on the website then Wednesday afternoon after that meeting. Thank you. Sounds like a good plan. You wanting to do the Wednesday meeting in the late morning, or you want to do it in the afternoon?
The 10 right now?
It's 10:53 right now.
I believe the meeting next week is at 10 a.m.
It's at 10 a.m.
Yeah. So for the clerk's office, that's fine.
Okay. Good with us.
We should have everything prepared and ready to go.
Right. Yeah, that's what's been put out so far. Let's try to leave it there then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think that's everything on our end, and yesterday should have been the last day with us updating the workers' comp that we'll hold on republishing of the positions at UNIS. So those values should hold until after we've done all these meetings and started the fiscal year, we'll hold those for now. Because usually we're updating those kind of either weekly or biweekly. So.
Right.
But that value will maintain, so that way it'll match what we've published.
Right. All right. Anything else?
Nothing else from you, Chairman.
Really looking forward to the new forms. That will be great with our new program. They can dump you all kinds of information. It's just hard to.
Yes, I know. In the hour and a half meeting I had yesterday, I learned an exponential amount of things that'll be helpful, short and long term. So.
Oh, good.
Forward to obtaining even more knowledge today.
Yeah, good. All right, looking forward to it. Mr. Brooks, do you have anything else?
I don't.
All right.
Thanks for all the work.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we'll work towards next Wednesday morning. If there's nothing else, let's consider ourselves adjourned. All right, thank you.